A healthy outside starts with a healthy inside. And that is the thought for today. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles because you deserve to be happy. Now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. For a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/7goodminutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about some of the surprising effects of caffeine on your brain. Enjoy.
The world is addicted to a potent psychoactive drug. It is by far the most popular drug in the world. The average person consumes over 300 milligrams of it every day. Yet it does stuff to your brain and your body. That will shock you. I am, of course, talking about caffeine. But how does caffeine work? And what's the worst thing it can do to your mind and your body? And could it kill you? Firstly, how does this drug work? How does it perk you up in the morning? Well, every minute you are awake, your body is releasing a chemical called adenosine into your bloodstream. Adenosine can be thought of as sleep pressure. The more adenosine that is built up in your system, the higher your sleep pressure, and so the more you feel the need to sleep. After being awake for about 12 hours, adenosine levels in your body will have built up to such a level that you will feel an overwhelming need to sleep. If you stay awake for a further 12 hours or more, the adenosine levels are so great that you will struggle to keep your head from dropping off and your mind from slipping into brief moments of blissful unconsciousness. The only way to reduce the levels and rid your body of this adenosine buildup is by actually sleeping. During sleep, your body systematically breaks down the adenosine particles in your blood and flushes them out of your body. Caffeine works by directly battling with adenosine. Adenosine affects your brain by latching onto neural receptors. When it does this, you feel sleepy. But caffeine molecules are able to latch onto the exact same receptors as adenosine. In doing so, it takes the place of the adenosine and thus blocks the adenosine from activating those receptors. Like standing on the wrong side of an elevator in a tube station, causing a build-up of pissed-off businessmen behind you. The only difference is that caffeine doesn't result in your head being smashed in with a briefcase. Most of the time. Caffeine, therefore, fools your brain into feeling awake and alert. At least for a little while. The problem is that although adenosine is being blocked, it doesn't ever go away. In fact, whilst the caffeine sits in your receptors for several hours, blocking adenosine like a fat unwanted squatter, adenosine is still being released in droves into your bloodstream, increasing in volume but unable to actually latch onto and affect your brain. Caffeine has a half-life of about 6 hours. So after around 6 hours after ingestion, your body starts to break down the caffeine, which frees up your brain receptors again. When this happens, the tidal wave of built-up adenosine suddenly floods the newly unblocked cell receptors in your brain. Like a torrent of sleepiness, this causes you to crash. After feeling awake only moments earlier, your energy levels will suddenly plummet into a deep hole of lethargy. This is colloquially referred to as a caffeine crash, And it's why drinking caffeine to keep you awake behind the wheel of a car late at night can be deadly when the caffeine crash inevitably hits. But what if, before the caffeine crash arrives, like an unwanted train of disappointment, you were to drink more coffee, topping up and renewing the caffeine levels in your system? Well, like before, the new caffeine would rush to your cell receptors and occupy them, thus blocking the adenosine for longer still and prolonging your feigned state of awakeness and alertness. And what if you were to repeatedly take more caffeine to put off sleep indefinitely? Well, the issue here is that eventually the adenosine will build up to such overpowering levels that your caffeine intake will no longer be able to stop it from activating every receptor in your brain. And like a levee breaking, sleepiness will flood your brain. But your mass caffeine intake will likely have kicked off a dependency cycle where your body constantly needs more caffeine to hold back some nasty withdrawal symptoms. Repeat this dependency cycle enough, and congratulations, you are addicted to caffeine. The day after this caffeine party, you will wake up from your abrupt bout of sleep with a headache, low energy, dizziness, and you'll generally be in a bad mood. You'll also still feel really tired, because although you slept, you didn't really sleep. Let me explain. We all know that caffeine can stop us from drifting off to sleep if we drink it too close to bedtime. In fact, a study found that even when a large coffee is drunk in the afternoon, it can cause you to lose an hour of sleep that night. But when you do eventually fall asleep, if caffeine is still in your system, then the quality of your sleep will be abysmal. In fact, if you drink enough caffeine before bed, you may as well have not slept at all. If you consume caffeine less than 6 hours before bed, it will still be rushing around your system during sleep. This reduces the amount of deep sleep you will receive, which is the sleep stage during which your body repairs muscles, boosts your immune function, and increases your energy levels for the following day. Basically, all the really important stuff. So a cup of coffee the evening before will cause you to feel groggy the next morning, long after you've awoken, and long after you drank the coffee. Now, we all chug down coffee like it's the tears of Jesus, but apart from keeping you up at night, what is it actually doing to your body?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.